The adventures of Rosie the hockey player are continuing with the release of another book in the series. To talk more about it, the author Jenna McCoubry Prestige is in studio with me this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Sarah. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. So this book series has really taken off since you first started with the very first one. How does that feel for you? Like, how are you feeling right now?
It's an interesting feeling, honestly. Very accomplished right now. I sat down and wrote the first six books of the series and slowly released them over 2024 to 2025. And then I thought that would probably be it. And I was like, okay, we'll see how this goes. And it took off, which was great. And then book seven came and I wrote it in partnership with the PWHL about the history of women's hockey. So that was released in March of this year. And then shortly after that, I started to wonder what Rosie's next adventure would be and what that could look like and what kind of lessons there are left to teach those little readers.
Yeah, absolutely. So where has Rosie latest adventure taken her?
We left off with she was going on summer holidays, and it came to me that maybe her family could go on a trip and that they could maybe run into someone that could teach her another lesson about hockey off the ice. So they take a trip to the Hockey Hall of Fame,
right?
And they run into real life keeper of the cup, Mira Batove. So she is a real life person who's the first ever woman to hold the role of keeper of the Stanley Cup. She started as a student intern in the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2003.
Okay.
And then I met her at WickFest, which is Haley Wickenheiser's hockey festival. And she had just been promoted to the Keeper of the Cup. And the Stanley Cup has been around for 132 years. And the Keeper of the Cup role has been around since the mid-1980s.
Right.
This is monumental. So I thought, why couldn't Rosie go to the Hall of Fame and run into Mira? And Mira's never played hockey herself, but she loves hockey.
Right.
And she's been surrounded by hockey her whole life. And why couldn't she run into someone like Mira and she could teach a lesson about if you love something like hockey or sport or anything, and maybe there's not that many people of your gender doing that. That's okay. If you love something, you should do it.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you can love hockey and not necessarily be a player of hockey, right? Because now with the PWHL, there's lots more opportunities for female hockey players, but there's also other roles for women in sports.
Exactly. Exactly. And part of this whole book, I highlighted the first 20 or actually 20 women to date who have won the Stanley Cup. So most people don't realize that. Starting in 1954, Marguerite Norris from the famous Norris family was the team president of the Detroit Red Wings, and she won two Stanley Cups. So she's got a picture in the book that we've done an illustration of her. Also, Mrs. I, Marion Illich from the Detroit Red Wings. So she's run four Stanley Cups. So highlighted her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz Koharski, who is one of the most recent winners of a Stanley Cup. She works for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I reached out to these women and asked if we could use their likeness in the book and highlight them as trailblazers for all the little readers out there. And they jumped on board. It was really awesome to have that kind of support from those women who have been so successful in hockey as well.
I'm sure all of them were absolutely flattered to get that request from you.
They felt very excited to be a part of it, which was very nice. And I thought, what a great way to educate and highlight their success in hockey. And then those younger generations can read about them. And, you know, the sky's the limit. They can dream big and they can see women ahead of them that have done great things.
It's amazing. So book eight is now available.
Now available, yes. So it's available across Canada and Indigo. So they picked up the Rosie series a couple months ago, and it's been going really well with them. Also available on Amazon or locally here at Treehouse and Hometown Sports.
Amazing. So what do we think? Do we think there's another adventure for Rosie in store?
I sure hope so. I have a good list on my phone still, so we'll see where she's headed after this.
Amazing. Well, that's Jenna, the author of the Rosie the Hockey Player series, which is now eight books. As she mentioned, they are available locally as well as online. You can also get more details by checking out rosiethehockeyplayer.com. She has her own website. She's also on Instagram, so feel free to follow her there. And definitely check out Rosie the Hockey Player and the Hockey Hall of Fame, the latest book in the series, now available. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you very much, Sarah.